Part 1. Good and Bad Strategy. The most basic idea of strategy is the application of strength against weakness, or if you prefer, strength applied to the most promising opportunity. The standard modern treatment of strategy has expanded this idea into a rich discussion of potential strengths, today called advantages. There are advantages due to being a first mover: scale, scope, network effects, reputation, patents, brands, and hundreds more. None of these are logically wrong, and each can be important. Yet this whole mid-level framework misses two huge, incredibly important natural sources of strength. 1. Having a coherent strategy, one that coordinates policies and actions. A good strategy doesn't just draw on existing strength. It creates strength through the coherence of its design. Most organizations of any size don't do this. Rather, they pursue multiple objectives that are unconnected with one another, or worse, that conflict with one another. 2. The creation of new strengths through subtle shifts in viewpoint. An insightful reframing of a competitive situation can create whole new patterns of advantage and weakness. The most powerful strategies arise from such game-changing insights. These two essential aspects of good strategy are explored in Chapter 1, Good Strategy is Unexpected, and Chapter 2, Discovering Power. The leader of an organization lacking a good strategy may simply believe that strategy is unnecessary. But more often, the lack is due to the presence of bad strategy. Like weeds crowding out the grass, bad strategy crowds out good strategy. Leaders using bad strategies have not just chosen the wrong goals or made implementation errors. Rather, they have mistaken views about what strategy is and how it works. Chapter 3, Bad Strategy, presents evidence for the existence of bad strategy and explains its hallmarks. Having marked the nature of good and bad strategy, Chapter 4 answers the obvious question, why so much bad strategy? Chapter 5, The Kernel of Good Strategy, provides an analysis of the logical structure of a good strategy, a structure that acts as a guide on reasoning and a check against generating bad strategy. Chapter 1, Good Strategy is Unexpected. The first natural advantage of good strategy arises because other organizations often don't have one, and because they don't expect you to have one either. A good strategy has coherence, coordinating actions, policies, and resources so as to accomplish an important end. Many organizations, most of the time, don't have this. Instead, they have multiple goals and initiatives that symbolize progress, but no coherent approach to accomplishing that progress other than spend more and try harder. Apple. After the 1995 release of Microsoft's Windows 95 multimedia operating system, Apple Inc. fell into a death spiral. On February 5, 1996, Business Week put Apple's famous trademark on its cover to illustrate its lead story, The Fall of an American Icon. CEO Gil Amelio struggled to keep Apple alive in a world being rapidly dominated by Windows Intel-based PCs. He cut staff. He reorganized the company's many products into four groups: Macintosh, information appliances, printers and peripherals, and alternative platforms. A new Internet Services group was added to the Operating Systems group and the Advanced Technology group. Wired magazine carried an article titled 101 Ways to Save Apple. It included suggestions such as sell yourself to IBM or Motorola, invest heavily in Newton technology, and exploit your advantage in the K-12 education market. Wall Street analysts hoped for and urged a deal with Sony or Hewlett-Packard. By September 1997, Apple was 2 months from bankruptcy. Steve Jobs, who had co-founded the company in 1976, agreed to return to serve